Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I just came back from a shark dive over in Eleuthera, Bahamas, and we had a very interesting discussion on the boat. I'm under the belief that sharks willingly choose to hang around people when they get the chance, and the other party said, well, no, it's never the case, and that sharks only show up close to people and stay there because they have previously been fed at the same site, so they just wait to get more food. So who is right, who is wrong? Well, fact is that sharks often shatter divers even at dive sites where no food was ever introduced, so there must be another motivation. Of course, between a shadowing shark and one that hangs around, we can come up with some distinction, and I agree that food could be a motivation, but the debate started because the opponent felt that sharks do not choose people to just hang out with them and let time pass as we would do with other people. So what would such an interaction between us and the shark that just hangs around entail? It would entail that the shark or sharks choose our presence. Can that be? Well, of course, possible reasons to choose us could be being curious, being interested in general about us and situation, and also possibly to expect something. But the latter is not a prerequisite. Just picture a high sea species like the blue shark who keeps swimming through the blue ocean, and this species barely ever encounter anything it has not seen before, and all of a sudden it sees, for example, a shipwrecked person. So what is the motivation of that shark to remain in the vicinity of that person? Could we assume that the initial trigger is food? Well, possibly, because once it starts to try to get an idea of what we could be, a prime question for the shark is, or likely is, can this be food or not? In most cases, the shark will not do an exploratory bite to get a final idea, but decides early on that it won't try. So once it made a decision, does it then take off and leave the person behind? It is an option, but there is also a likelihood that the shark stays with the shipwrecked person because it is still of interest to the shark. So the shark is curious what goes on with this unfamiliar object. So this scenario shows that food must not always have to be a trigger. When I discussed this with the other guy on the boat, he said that the reason for why the shark approached in the first place was to determine if the unfamiliar object is food or not. Well, again, it could be, but it also may not be the case. Simple curiosity could be the main trigger to just get an answer to the sound pattern it may have picked up. Anyway, I think you see where I'm going with this. I'm a strong believer that some shark species already have the brain capacity where exploring new objects keeps them sharp, and that they may remain in the vicinity of the novel object to just keep their minds occupied. There is no doubt sharks are smart creatures, and for too long they have been labeled as ancient, primitive, or mindless killing machines. They're rather the opposite, and as such need to keep their minds sharp, and what is better than to remain in the vicinity of an unfamiliar object and try to figure it out. We are new to them, so whatever they see in us, really don't know, but the important thing is here, they want to figure out what's going on, what we could be, so they keep their brains occupied. So anyway, when you recall what we just said, does it really matter if they like to hang with us or not? Yes, it does, especially when it comes from a viewpoint of biting. But that's a topic for another podcast. But the important thing is, by acknowledging that is us as such a cause of the presence of sharks, because they heard something and now they want to figure out what we are, because most likely we sound like something they know, but then, of course, search image and then they see us, and we're definitely not what they assumed. So when this happens, of course, it could be that this arrogant sound patterns is linked in their minds, at least, to a struggling fish. So this will be then food related. But as soon as the shark realizes that the search image is not what it assumed, at least then, or probably then, a shark will rethink of what this source could be. Sharks are predators. So just by moving its eyes when it passes tells me that it chose to look at me. As a predator, well, yeah, eventually you have to feed on what you see. But as a predator, it's also important to get new ideas what could be eatable and what not. So whenever a shark checks us out and does not do an exploratory bite, as I just explained, the motivation most likely shifts at that very point. And although I can't prove it, one's initial purpose to figure out if we could be food or not is past, the shark must then switch to some other motivation because it still sticks around. So could we be that they just hang around to entertain themselves, as we already assumed, using us to keep their brains going? Well, why not? Why can't it be that a predator uses novel objects to keep itself occupied? I know that this must sound crazy for a person who thinks sharks are primitive, simple creatures, but could they really be on a lower IQ scale when it comes to evolution and intelligence? I highly doubt that. An animal that is capable of surviving every epoch of mass extinction and remain at the top of the food chain cannot be primitive. Oceans, their habitats and inhabitants change, and so must have sharks to remain at the top. In order to adapt, change, you cannot have a stupid animal or a primitive animal at the top of the food chains. You just can't. So anyway, this idea, if they hang out with us or not, should be kept in mind. And especially for people who are afraid of sharks and likely then try to get out of water as fast as possible. Remember what we said when feeling the urge to get out of an interaction with a shark. Do it very, very slow, but never, ever fast. But even should a person be afraid and feel the urge to leave the water, wouldn't it be good for even such a person to know that the shark's intention to move in closely is not because it expects anything from us beside a possible idea what we could be? I think so. Anything that changes a person's attitude towards a shark is fruitful. So if you have some entertaining value to a shark, or are simply seen as a distraction from the daily routine, or whatever, doesn't really matter in my world, as long as we accept that sharks do not demand anything from us. Anything that can help to destroy the wrongful image people commonly have about these creatures is worth mentioning. They deserve to be seen in a more friendly manner. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.